Buffalo was one of 10 school districts statewide informed in a letter from State Education Commissioner John King that funds from the state's school improvement grant program are suspended. At issue, the required implementation of a teacher and principal evaluation program. Buffalo's interim superintendent Amber Dixon tells WBFO that the district and two unions are in agreement, but their application evidently lacked the language to satisfy the commissioner.
You know, in retrospect, had we been given a little bit more clarification on just what the state expectation was in terms of wording, we would have met that. I'm quite confident, because it's not clear to me we're talking about any areas in which we haven't reached agreement with the unions. It may be. We're still trying to parse through what they mean by some of their inadequates. But we did work hard. We came to the table. We did what we needed to do in terms of getting this done so that the students at these schools would not be impacted adversely.
Dixon says the state has informed the districts of their right to appeal, and that's exactly what Buffalo is going to do.
I've been in contact with both Crystal Barton, the head of the administrators union, and Phil Ramore, head of the teachers union, and we're all willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that the students of the district aren't impacted by this misunderstanding.
The district must file its appeal within the next 30 days. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.